Time to talk about food. New recipes, a few cooking tips, maybe a new wine to try. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for tuning in to Tonia's Kitchen. More Thanksgiving ideas today. My guest is senior food editor with Yankee Magazine, Amy Traverso. Have you ever used vodka to make a pie crust? We still have to talk about this bourbon walnut pecan pie.
It's so good. And, you know, one thing I've learned, and you probably have learned this, I'm guessing, too, in your work, is, like, people, they want a little bit of novelty at Thanksgiving, but if you don't hit those marks, if you don't have your pecan pie, if you don't have turkey and stuff, you know, it's just not Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we're always looking for ways to just gently tweak something familiar. And adding bourbon to pecan pie is incredible. The flavor of pecans and bourbon together is like a match made in heaven. One of the tricks with the crust, which I think Cooks Illustrated popularized this one, but you add your butter to the flour mixture, mm-hmm. and then you use just a little bit of water. And then you supplement that with a couple tablespoons of vodka.
I know. I saw that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. It's not that we want anybody to get drunk off of diets, but water, when you combine it with flour, forms gluten, which is what gives bread its structure, but also makes pie crust tough if you have too much gluten. It's that rubber band kind of protein.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want a lot of that in rice. So what the vodka does is it doesn't activate gluten. It prevents you from developing too much gluten, but it makes the dough still more workable and pliant. Because it is moist, it's just not moist in the way that is tricky. That's a great thing to do, is to use, you know, half water, half vodka, or maybe a little more water and a little bit of vodka. It'll burn off in the cooking. It's a really good trick.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.